This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Solar energy continues to expand nationwide, including on some farmland. But adding solar to farmland doesn't necessarily mean that the acreage can't still be productive. Nathan Durfee is a product developer for Adaptra Renewables and says depending on the farming system, agrivoltaics can be a viable option.
Some areas it could be that we want to do crops. Some areas it want to do like grazing or let it fallow into like a pollinator garden area. But each part of the country kind of has its own pros and cons that you've really got to weigh. So if you're like a rancher, then you continue ranching on the land, and we kind of both get a win from that, given that we don't have to pay for fuel and mowing like throughout the summer. And then the rancher also gets the opportunity to, you know, let the sheep graze.
Durfee said, especially in the case of ranching, it can be a win-win for both sides, but sheep tend to fit the system best.
Unfortunately, cows are just too big and, you know, rub up on things and then cause damage. I know goats have been looked at before in the past as well, but they hop up on the panels and start messing with things. So sheep have really been the kind of happy middle ground.
Again, that's Nathan Durfee of Adaptra Renewables. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.